This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. The Brexit vote, as it's called, where Britain voters there will be voting on leaving the EU. Will they do it? Well, the polls in advance are uncertain at best. There's 40-45% saying they're going to go, 40-45% or so saying they're going to stay, and about 10-11% that are undecided. So it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. We're kind of going down the list of reasons why the Daily Mail says that they think the Great Britain should leave the EU. But first, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, introducing a guest host here for the final hour of the program. Longtime listeners may know him as Pizza Guy.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show.
It's a long way from Fargo.
It sure is, and I'm really excited to be here. I've been listening for a long time and always thinking, what would I say? And
here you are.
Here I am. I'm going to say it all.
So,
well, I'd just like to point out that, you know, hey, if you've got a relationship with Free Talk Live, you're an amplifier or whatever, and you're coming through Keene, you can sit in the studio and watch the show.
Yeah, it's just that easy.
Most of the time they just watch, so it's rare that they'll come on the air with
most
us.
Of the time they're not longtime callers.
That's a good point. And a lot of the times we have three hosts on the show, so
that's
there's
true
no,
too.
There's no room. So you're in New Hampshire, you're visiting, first time up here?
Yeah, no, first time out of Fargo. I've only ever been in Fargo or Tokyo, so that's
wow.
Pretty much it.
Okay, all right.
You took a plane from Fargo to Tokyo?
No, I didn't. I certainly didn't drive.
I imagine there was a stop in between Fargo.
There must have been, but I'm just amazed. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, several of them, but yes.
So how is it so far? When did you get to New Hampshire?
Well, we just got here. I mean, we pulled up about 3 hours ago. And
so Keene was
the
your
show.
first stop?
Our first stop in New Hampshire, yeah.
And you drove?
We drove straight out of Fargo, and we drove for about 25 hours. We stopped in Scranton.
So you guys were taking turns driving?
More or less.
Okay.
More or less. Mostly me driving.
Okay.
It was exhausting. We drove through the night, stopped in Scranton, passed out, woke up, and drove 6 hours here.
Wow. All right. So, well, welcome to New Hampshire. I hear you might be heading up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then kind of just playing it by ear to see what there is to do. I know Dave Ridley's got a protest going on Sunday night, which is going to be in favor of secession. So on the heels of the Brexit, wherever that ends up happening tomorrow, there's going to be more of a push for New Hampshire to secede. So if you're looking for something to do, that might be something for you. Meanwhile, we're going to take some phone calls here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Elliot is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Elliot.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this is what's on my mind. I've lived a homosexual lifestyle for about 12 years, and recently, I've been honest with myself, and I really had a crush on this one woman. I don't know how it happened, but I did.
All right.
So now I started dating her, and I really, 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 really like her a lot, and, you know, I hope it goes further, you know, but I've been having issues because a lot of people are telling me that now I'm living a lie, and a lot of people are judging me because I'm dating a woman now.
Wait a minute. Are the people who are judging you gay people?
They are. They are. And some are straight people, too.
Hmm.
And then they're also judging me because, and this is another issue, they're judging me because I'm 6'1 and she's a lot taller than me. She's actually 6'7.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive. And you don't find too many 6'7 women.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I mean, I'm really, no, it's cool. I'm really attracted to her. And I shouldn't be ashamed that I'm attracted to her.
Nope.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, if you're really feeling attraction, then who are these other people to try to tell you how you should be feeling? Just because you've always been one way, I don't think necessarily means you always have to be that way. I do tend to believe that when people who are gay tell me they were born that way, I do believe that. But it's possible you were also born not completely gay. You know, that there are people who are bisexual.
There's a Kinsey scale out there.
The scale. And maybe you just took some time to get seasoned towards finding something that was attractive of the opposite sex. It's interesting. Are you able to actually have you had sex with this lady, or are you just kind of still dating her?
No, I have, and I really enjoy it. And you know, it's hard for her to date because she's really tall. Because a lot of guys are insecure with themselves and don't want to date a taller woman.
I bet.
And I tell her that you know, that I like her the way she is, and if she wants, she can wear high heels. I'm fine with that, you know,
I was just gonna say, do you when you go out, do people stare? I mean, she's this 6'7" woman in heels.
Right. Yeah, people do, and I've seen people who know me, and they just look shocked because I'm dating a woman. But what is so bad about a guy dating a woman? And it's just this horrible double standard that I'm having to deal with, you know?
Yeah, I think it's unfair of your friends to, put you in a box. But probably to some extent you've created that over time, right? Like they've created it in their minds. But did you self-identify as gay?
I did, but, here's the thing, though. I was 17, and... And then when you get older, you know, once in a while at an airport or whatever, you see a woman who's tall, you know, who's abnormally tall, like 6'4". And I always found a woman like that attractive. And I'm like, well, what are the chances of me dating a woman a lot taller than me? You know, so I'm not attracted to women who are 5'8 or 5'9". I'm only attracted to women who are a lot taller than me. And so it's kind of interesting, but I mean, that's my sexuality, you know.
How about your male relationships? Do you are most of your boyfriends, have they all been taller than you as well?
I was wondering that too.
Some are taller and some are shorter.
How did you feel about the ones that were shorter?
I was attracted to them, and you know, I still have attraction to men. But I'm attracted to women only if they're a lot taller than me. I don't know why it's that way.
Is she clear on your former attractions to men? I mean, that may be important to her.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah, I was honest with her about it, and she was understanding. And, you know, I told her what matters is that I find her attractive, and I don't need to have a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't think you need to make any excuses to anyone. I mean, if people are coming down on you for this, then they're not really your friends. It sounds to me like Yeah, I don't know why someone who is a friend would you know, detract from whatever it is that you find fun or, enjoyable. If you're having a good time, God bless you, man. I mean, good for you.
I can see why somebody would start asking some questions, right? Like asking some questions like, hey, are you sure about this? I mean, is this fair to her? You know, those kind of things. That's something that somebody who's close and has seen him the way that they've seen him for a course of years, I can see them doing that. If they're like, you know, if they're going beyond that and making sort of declaratory statements like, you know, you're betraying all of us gay guys or something like that, that's ridiculous, because, you know, you are what you are and you're not betraying anybody by doing anything.
Right. Thank you. And I think it's okay if a straight guy wants to be with a woman who's really, really tall. And, you know, I feel like even with straight men, you know, there's this double standard where you can't date a woman who's 6'6". You're not supposed to find a woman who's 6'6" or 6'7" attractive.
I don't know whether I've always heard it sort of the opposite, is that women want their men to be significantly taller or at least somewhat taller, mostly because they want to wear particular shoes. And to me, that's what I find ridiculous.
You think that's the reason for it?
Yes, that's what I've heard.
From women?
Yep, precisely that, from enough women. So I think that it may be that, you know, if there's a societal standard coming from, you know, the man, it's probably been forced onto them to some extent by the women. But again, I agree with you. You should date the people that make you happiest. If it's 6'7" women, by God, go ahead.
And also hang out with the friends that make you, you know, that you feel happy about hanging out with and don't give you a hard time. Thanks for the call tonight, Elliot. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there's one thing to making sure your friend is okay and they're, you know, not having some sort of issues. But once they say they're fine, you should leave them alone. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, as Bitcoin is sadly on a free fall here over the last couple of days. It was a big rise, and usually big rises are followed up by some falling.
Indeed.
And it is at now $580 per Bitcoin, down from a high of recent high of is what, around 770, I think it was, just several days ago. But Bitcoin is still the stateless, free market, non-political alternative to government money. It can't be inflated or controlled by any government. And by using the government's money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You've got this incredible alternative available to you right now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Now, of course, where this will stop and, you know, begin to rise again, we don't know. Maybe it'll go all the way to zero. Maybe it'll start shooting up again tomorrow. Anything can happen. You probably don't want to invest more than you can afford to lose, but it sure is an interesting ride to be a part of the Bitcoin universe. So go to Bitcoin.com, get started, learn more about it there. As we go to the phones and the fun, we'll talk to Moon Man on the line from the moon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Now we've had a call from the moon.
That's right. And by the way, you're on with Ian, Pizza Guy, and Mark. Go ahead, Moon Man.
Oh, yeah, what's up? How's it going? Hi. Hello.
We're doing a radio show, and you're on it, so go ahead.
I have a story to tell of when I was a young lad. Mm-hmm. See, I lived in a house with my mom, my dad, and my only sibling, my sister. And we didn't have many socks. We were a poor family, you see. And
okay. Not a lot of socks,
On the moon?
Yeah, was this on the moon, or was it elsewhere?
This was on Earth, yes.
Okay.
In a place that I will not describe, as I like to keep my area a secret, as I still live in this area. But
wait a minute, I thought you were on the moon.
No, that was
now
a lie.
You're really
I'm
confusing
a liar.
Me. Okay.
I'm
right.
A liar.
Now, all right, so give us the truth then. All right, so socks, you don't have socks growing up. That sounds hard. Go ahead.
Yeah.
A hard
life. But they bought socks for my sister, and they were pink. I had to wear pink socks. And then I went to the playground when I was six at the same time, and they saw my pink socks, and they called me a faggot, and then I punched them in the face. And
no.
And then his mom came into my house, and then she slapped my mom, and then
really?
They got in a huge fight. And then began the story of Romeo and Juliet. There you go.
All right. Well, it was kind of creative. I don't know if it's true, but thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I would say Moon Man is less likely to be true than the gay guy dating the tall woman story. But maybe they were both crankers.
Could be. I find it interesting, in the last decade or so, there's been a lot of popularity in men wearing sort of pink shirts and that sort of
thing. Pink is the new black.
I've heard that. Yeah. I'm not sure that I necessarily agree, but I've had pink shirts and no one's necessarily questioned my virility over it.
I've never had one.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, I think when he was talking about pink socks, I think he was trying to get an edge in on the man who claimed to be a homosexual. I don't know if you're aware of the slang term pink sock.
No, I'm not. Is that something we can describe on the radio?
I don't think that it is. And
should I go to Urban Dictionary and look up the term pink sock? Is that what you're suggesting?
You might want to try that. It has something to do about when something goes wrong during homosexual sex.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that would be hard to describe in, involving something coming out that's not supposed to come out.
Yes,
generally.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, really bad. Something pink.
So yeah. He was talking about his pink socks on the playground. He might have been talking about who knows what.
Very intuitive. That would have gone.
These are the sorts of things that Ian and I would never know. And one of the reasons it's fun to crank us is because, you know.
We have no idea.
Right over your head.
It's like cranking us about football. We have no idea.
Both callers were on hold at the same time, by the way. So they could have been together. Sometimes our cranks come in groups when we get them. And I got to say, better cranks than normal. Like, typical crankers on Free Talk Live will call and drop the F-bomb, and then we have to hit the dump button.
Better
and
than
then,
that, definitely.
You know, that's no fun because the radio listeners never really got to hear what you had to say. So, at the very least, with those two calls, they kept to their story. They did something creative. I mean, how creative it was, you know, that's up to your interpretation, but it was something different. It was, they put a little thought into those calls.
Right. When they just call in and say, dirty word. Right. Then they're just gone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a waste of everybody's time because, well, you know, it wasn't creative.
So kudos to them for coming up with something creative. Let's go to Riley on the line via Skype. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about Brexit.
Yes, the potential exit of the of Great Britain from the European Union may be happening
soon
as tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm in complete favor of this. I think it'd be beneficial for Britain to actually exit the European Union. I also think that Scotland should pursue independence.
Yes.
I have been fascinated with Scottish history and culture for quite some time, and I've been fascinated by the bid for Scotland to achieve independence. It was unfortunate that they didn't obtain independence in 2014.
You do appear to be wearing a kilt and carrying what appears to be bagpipes in your Skype photo. So,
I do play bagpipes.
The Scots got scared when it came, you know, by the loss of the pound. What do you think the advantages are for Great Britain to leave the European Union?
I think the advantages of them leaving the European Union are that they'll be able to govern themselves easier. They can definitely still hold on to their own currency. They could probably develop better trade with other nations if they're not in the European Union.
What is there's policies amongst the European Union that makes it difficult for Great Britain to do business outside of the EU?
I'm not sure if there are or not. I haven't looked into that.
Okay. You just like the idea of secession, too. You're like Braveheart standing there with his claymore yelling, freedom!
Yeah, just on the principle of it.
Well, I wonder if we can bring a libertarian perspective that works in the U.S. to this idea, and I wonder what you think about this. What if they were to just nullify the EU laws that they don't like? That way we can kind of split the difference between, you know, Mark, who doesn't want to secede because he says there's all these benefits. Well, why don't we just nullify EU problems? So if they don't like the open borders, they just make a British law that doesn't, you know, that does what closed borders do and physically doesn't allow or do whatever it is that they want.
Can you do that, though, with the EU?
I don't know if you can or not.
We're talking to the wrong people here about this.
Right, a bunch of,
bunch of Americans
talking about
it. Well, I mean, can you have marijuana be legal in Colorado? Technically not, but did they send the federal government in to stop them in Colorado? No. Do you think the EU would send an army to enforce the open immigration in Britain? I think that nullification
seems unlikely.
Would work for them.
Okay.
It would be an interesting idea to pursue, especially in Britain.
Riley, was there more you wanted to share on the Brexit?
Just a little bit more about Scottish independence. I've been following Scottish independence for quite some time from the Scottish battles, like the Battle of Culloden with Prince Charles Edward Stuart and other battles in Scottish history for freedom, and it's been interesting to watch them struggle for it, but never really obtaining it.
Thanks for the update, and Riley, appreciate your call tonight. That's Riley. He, by the way, is the creator of the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, which is being released daily on our podcast, our full podcast.
Thanks for that, Riley.
He basically takes a full 2 hours of talk content and cuts it down to 20 to 30 minutes every single day. Pretty amazing work, and so thanks for that. More come up here, 855, 450, free. You can join us.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up, the Hemp Fest, New Hampshire Hemp Fest, is going to be your chance to see Free Talk Live broadcasting in New Hampshire live from Rogers Campground, the very same place we broadcast from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we're no longer allowed to attend. So we'll be at the Hemp Fest this year, which it's Hemp Fest's first year at Rogers Campground. So very exciting. I love Rogers. I'm glad we have an excuse to go back there this year. NHHempFest.com. It's August 25th through the 28th. You do need to have a VIP ticket if you want to be able to see Free Talk Live broadcasting live. But we're going to be there the whole weekend. So either way, you'll probably run into us. I'll be running some sort of Liberty Outreach booth there during the daylight hours. NHHempFest.com. It's August 25th through the 28th. Tickets are discounted throughout the month of June, so grab your tickets while you can, while they're at the discounted price at NHHempFest.com. As we continue here, we've been discussing the Brexit. They say here the Daily Mail is arguing that Britons should be voting to leave the EU come tomorrow when polls open. And, of course, we'll keep you in the loop. I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow night. Mark, you're heading up the Thursday edition of the program.
Oh, geez.
But I imagine you guys will
be a disaster.
I imagine you'll be keeping an eye on the Brexit vote.
I am interested.
The irrefutable fact, says the Daily Mail, is that the EU is ruled by a secretive, unelected commission whose diktats are backed by a court able to override elected democracies. True, we can't predict exactly what will happen if we pull out, but he says, though we can surely be confident the EU won't want to inflict damage on itself by erecting trade barriers against the world's fifth biggest economy and a huge net buyer of its exports. So they're not worried about, you know, supposed barriers.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the newspaper's not worried. How interesting.
What I think is really interesting is that these EU parliamentary members are like historical senators of the United States. They were also not elected by the people. Mm-hmm. And it seems like what you're seeing is some kind of a campaign here to, like, equate being directly voted with good. And they might be pushing, it, you know, if this Brexit fails, they might be pushing for the same system. Because before, U.S. senators in the United States, people might not know this, were actually elected by, I think, the governors or the congresses of the individual states. But the states chose who those people were, just like it is with the EU. They weren't directly...
Is that how it works with the EU, where the...
From what you're reading, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
they're unelected.
Their governments, you know, decide, unelected government bureaucrats, like our, you know, representatives in the U.N.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially that.
I see.
King. Well, I didn't vote for you.
So someone in the Europe or the Great Britain government appoints people to go to the EU, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. And it's really interesting the parallels between the European Union and the United States of America, or the American Union and the United States of Europe. It's interesting to watch the parallels between the histories of those two, and it really makes you wonder if Britain does try to Brexit, try to leave, is there going to be a Fort Sumter? Is there going to be a civil war in Europe? Who knows?
You know, I don't know if that one has been thrown around as an objection here.
I can't imagine. I mean, it seems like...
It's certainly the first objection people come to inside the United States.
Yes, but
we're going to get bombed.
In the United States, you know, that has happened, right?
Yeah.
States have left and unwisely shot at a federal fort that was just off the coast there. And admittedly, you know, the federal government was acting somewhat provocatively, no doubt about it, but shooting on them, not a good idea.
So here's the head scratcher is, what if, let's say that Britain votes for independence and tries to leave, and the EU says you can't. And then are there EU bases in Britain? And what if the British fire on those EU bases? What
I'm
do you
not
think
sure
will
that they've got.
Is there an EU army?
Is there such thing as an EU base, which is probably a wise move on the part of whoever was setting that up in the first place, is that it can't come to shots fired. But I don't... Yeah, they've all got their own militaries, and all of them are so atrophied because they've been at peace for so long, with the expectation of remaining at peace for so long. By peace, I mean they only attack countries outside of Europe.
The military of the European Union comprises the various cooperative structures that have been established between the armed forces of the member states, both intergovernmentally and within the institutional framework of the Union. So it doesn't sound like there's a separate force, that is just some sort of bonding between the existing
militaries. It's like calling the UN's peacekeeping force, but, I mean, it's comprised of its member states.
Let's go to the phones. Darius is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Darius.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Excellent. I wanted to ask you guys if you guys knew why England or the British chose to keep their the pound, and if they have their own central banking system outside of the ECB, the European Banking System.
Well, I know that London's the financial, basically considered the financial center of the world. Obviously, New York would argue with that. But, you know, they have this existing infrastructure. The pound sterling holds the distinction of being the most successful fiat currency in the history of the world. It is, you know, just it's a powerful currency.
Been around for a long time.
Been around a long time. Basically, fiat currencies tend to die off at around 40 years. Yeah. Interestingly, the dollar has made it a bit longer, but the pound sterling has been fiat for something like 140 years. I'm just going off of memory here.
Okay.
So if I don't have my numbers exactly right, I hope that the pedants that listen will forgive me.
Right.
So they don't want to give that up.
No.
So their banking system is outside the ECB, the European Banking Central Bank. So if that's the case, then they have their own separate banking system, and at the same time, they're part of the European Union. That sounds like a conflict for me, like to me, you know?
I'm surprised that it was allowed in the first place, but they really wanted Great Britain in there, and Great Britain was not going to give up that pound sterling.
Yes. Yes.
Darius, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, just one more thing. I was just... sorry, I'm driving right now, but I wanted to ask you guys if you guys know of anything that has been of benefit to the British people for them joining the European Union.
Well, it's a lack of tariffs as far as the countries go. And I think that that's probably the big selling point all along. So now instead of France saying everything like from Great Britain has a 5% tax on it, they can't do that. And ultimately that's where, instead of having to negotiate with every member state, now everybody gets, tariff-free trade.
Yeah, but here in the story, the Daily Mail is claiming that 50 to 60% of the laws and 70% of the regulations are being dictated by the EU,
sure.
So that might be offsetting that somewhat. Darius, drive safe. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So it says here that they can't predict exactly what will happen if we pull out, but then nor can we know what the EU will do next if we vote to remain. But we can make educated guesses. For one, Brussels has long set its sights on establishing a European army. And how significant that so many of our top generals and admirals support the Brexit. And it's only for the duration of our referendum campaign that it has shelved policies that threaten serious damage to the city, British ports, and our dominance. I presume the city is London. it's with a capital C, the city.
Yes.
British ports and our dominance.
It's huge.
Right. Of the global art market. Indeed, our service industries have long been the envy of Germany and France, which crave more of the action for themselves. There can be little doubt that they would take a Remain vote as their cue to seize it. Meanwhile, with Albania, Macedonia, Montenegro, and Serbia set to join, the EU continues its relentless...
The dirty Balkans are coming in. What do we want that for?
The EU continues its relentless expansion. Well, I mean, I'm against the idea of expanding centralized power.
I am too, but I'm not against the idea of expanding a tariff-free zone. See,
right, have your tariff-free zone without having a union of power and control.
Well, that was, if you'll read, that was originally what it was supposed to be. And this
what do you know? Government programs growing outside of their original intentions? Gee, that's a shock.
Yeah, it happens.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts, welcome, on the Brexit. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Well, the polls are uncertain. At best. 855-450-3733. You can join us here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial toll free here to bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here every single night, bringing the ideas of liberty to the airwaves around the country and over 170 radio stations via satellite to multiple countries around the globe, also via the internet to anywhere with an internet connection. We can
apparently to the moon.
Yeah, oh, right. We can do all of that, and we can do more of it with your help. $5 a month is all it costs to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send that $5 in, we invest it into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations and spread the ideas of liberty. You know what? I haven't even mentioned this in detail yet, but I did start the fundraiser for LRN.FM satellite channels, attempting to expand our reach around the globe to include Europe. This year, we've got Sub-Saharan Africa, we've got North and Central America via satellite right now, and about 50-plus of our listeners generously supported last year's satellite fundraiser. I'm hoping we can get 100 listeners to support this year's, because that would be awesome. And the fundraiser is up. You can go to fund.lrn.fm. It's an Indiegogo campaign, and it's set up to where even if we don't make the goal, we'll still get the payout, because like the Kickstarter, you have to make the goal in order to get the payout. And we didn't meet our goal last year, so hopefully we'll do it this year, and you can help us out. There's some perks, of course, involved. And
so what's the geographic area this is reaching?
the proposed signal would be Europe as well as North Africa and the Middle East.
So what's going to happen to our African satellite channel?
That would stay.
So, I mean, you're not running the fundraiser was basically for a year the last go around, right?
That's correct.
So you're just where's the funding going to come from for the African channel?
From the fundraiser.
So you're going to hope to raise enough money to fund three satellite
channels.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have North and Central America on one satellite, Sub-Saharan Africa on another satellite, and then a proposed additional satellite that would cover Europe and part of North Africa and a good chunk of the Middle East as well. Approximately 100 million, 130 million potential receivers. Lots of people have satellite dishes.
Yeah, Europe is huge as far as free-to-air satellite goes.
So I understand. So anyway, it's a big satellite. It actually costs twice as much as it costs as much as our other two satellites combined. Actually, a little bit more. So it's a much larger potential reception population.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if we don't make it to fund the European satellite, that's okay. We'll still fund the African and North and Central American ones. So with your help, we can do this. Please go to fund.lrn.fm, and you can contribute right there. We're going to try something new this year. There's this thing called Head Talker. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Thunderclap or HeadTalker.
Yes.
Okay, so HeadTalker is a competitor to Thunderclap, and these are websites that allow you to sort of create a commotion, if you will, a social media event around an announcement of some sort. So Daryl recently did it when he announced what he was doing after his presidential campaign. He did one of these HeadTalkers and said, you know, I need to get 50 people to sign into this thing, and then on this date, you'll all post simultaneously via this HeadTalker website.
At the same time.
Right, to the to your favorite social media platform. So what you do to join this thing is you'll go to share.lrn.fm. If you go to share.lrn.fm, it'll give you the message of what we want to post to your social networking page. It's like, hey, help the LRN fundraiser, something like that. And it's going to be on July 4th, so Independence Day at noon, if this thing is successful. We're looking to find 200 people, which is a fairly high goal, I think.
Well, I mean, we're a nationally syndicated radio program.
I think we can do it.
A lot of supporters. The question is, can we do it quickly enough?
We got 2 weeks, basically. Yeah. Less than 2 weeks.
No screwing around. Just go to share.freetalklive.com.
No, it's share.lrn.fm, although I can hook the other one up if you want.
Well, now that I've done it, you better.
Yeah, so share.lrn.fm. Go there. You can select Facebook. You can select Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, I think, are the other two. There's four social bookmarking sites that you can use. You can do more than one if you want, and then when you opt into this, you know, you'll give the head talker permission to post on your social networking page, and then on that date at that time, if we've reached our goal, then it will post for you. You don't even have to do anything else, and then hopefully the hundreds of posts that we have will make things go more viral, be seen, because, you know, the algorithms on Facebook will pick up things that are posted more often, supposedly.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Facebook. I'm still stuck on Friendster.
What's that?
It's came before MySpace.
Wow, I don't even remember that.
No, I don't either.
So anyway, I don't know if I'm explaining this well, what it does. Have I kind of explained
it? Yeah, what it does is it takes over for one post. It allows everybody to sort of post the same thing at once. You sort of turn over your account for that one post. At that special time, it will all post the same thing. 200 of us will post the same thing at the same time, and Facebook will never be the same.
Now, Facebook would be fine, but and you can actually post something different. You can modify the post to make it say what you want it to say. And it's cool because it tracks how many people have opted in and what their total reach is, and so it gives you this ridiculous number of how many people in theory could see the post. So whether that will help us with the fundraiser or not, I don't think it could hurt. So and also, if you don't have any money to give, this is something you can do for the fundraiser. You can go to share.lrn.fm and then sign up for this head talker, and it doesn't cost you a dime. It only, you know, just costs you the time it takes to go and do that. So thank you in advance. We're going to be talking more about that over the next couple of weeks until the 4th of July, when it will actually happen, hopefully. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Leonard is on the line in Montana, listening to KINX. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I just listened to this gentleman calling from Wyoming, and I just, you know, so close to Montana, and he sounds like a kind of a guy that lived right down the block from me, or maybe work a ranch right out, you know, here in Montana somewhere, so I wanted to kind of touch base with him via your show, and also posit some ideas to you guys. You know, I've been listening to you here just the last couple of days, really, and you're real particular about having facts and where you get those facts, and so you can cite the sources and we can kind of vet who said what.
All right.
And, you know, when considering this shooting,
in Orlando?
Yeah, that's right. And I think we look at all the wrong sources. I don't think that mainstream sources are legitimate anymore. I mean, this guy worked for G4S, which is a government contractor for Homeland Security. He was running security down at St. Lucie Golf Course 1 week before the shooting where Barack Obama was playing golf. We have no video of this guy doing anything. We don't have.
There is supposedly video. Now we may not have it yet, but the word is that the club did have security cameras,
and there were people in there for 3 hours. You think they'd have something?
Well, and here's the point I'm trying to get at. What evidence do we actually have? Just being honest, I'm not trying to be one of these, you know, and I hate to use the term because I oppose it, but a conspiracy theorist.
I believe everybody's a conspiracy theorist. I believe the conspiracy theories are very much part of human nature. You know, there's sort of mainline conspiracy theories and then sort of, you know, subversive conspiracy theories, but I don't think it's a terrible term. Go ahead.
So were you saying? What evidence do we have that it was what?
Well, now hold on, because the evidence that we do get, we see it on TV, and we know that these guys are on green screen. We can actually prove that they're on a green screen. Right, so most of the interviews they do, they're not even actually at the site with people who don't really seem to be very shaken by what is supposedly taking place. And if we go back to Sandy Hook and we just take a cursory look at that, guys, the story changed about 50 times. Now, I can understand.
Okay, fine. So, you know, what evidence is there? What facts are there? That's fine. And to question that and look at things and ask, you know, what's relevant here. But also you have to ask yourself, you know, what conclusions am I going to draw? What actions am I going to take? So let's take your Sandy Hook. Let's take your whatever and say, yeah, and you know, JFK never landed 9/11 on the moon, and say that's true. So what? What do you want to do about it?
What I'm trying to get at is raise the consciousness of the average person. My friend down in Wyoming. Here's the point. It's obvious. They have an agenda to take guns. Now, how far are they willing to go? How far is the
system? But hold on. So I asked you, I said, so what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? And you said, I want to raise the consciousness of people. Do you really think that hammering home this conspiracy theory mindset or whatever you want to call it, you want to, you know, questioning the official line in this way, saying, hey, this is obviously a green screen. Do you really think that's the most efficient way to raise consciousness of people? Do you think that's going to achieve the results that you want?
Well, now, listen, I don't know exactly what will achieve the results. Obviously, guys, and I'm going to be frank, you know, I'm a libertarian just like you guys. I believe in voluntarism. I don't think that the state, you know, should exist, let alone have the power to take something that is inherently mine, the work, my labor, the, you know, the fruits of my labor and so forth. I'm with you guys 100% on that.
Yep.
But when are we going to realize that it's not just fake power? It literally is fake.
I wish we had more time to talk about this, but we don't. If you could call another night, we can get deeper into the idea, because I think it's personally ridiculous to believe that, you know, hundreds of people witnessed a shooting and that it was all BS. But, Leonard, I wish we had more time. Call us another night for it. And thanks to Pizza Guy for coming in and joining us here. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
K
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.